This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk 5, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And Mark, welcome back. You've been gone for the last several weeks, as you tend to do. I never know if you're going to be here or not. I mean, it's just, I'm going to show up and Mark is either going to be here or he's not. So welcome back.
Thank you.
You've missed a lot.
I feel like you're asking me if I should check in, telling me to check in with you.
No, at all.
No, okay.
No. It's a pleasant little surprise. Oh, look, Mark's back. Cool. So you missed a lot in your absence, it would seem.
Well, I missed being in the studio when I got to see the story of what was you help me out here if you could. Was it satanic transsexual Republican sheriff candidate? I don't know exactly what the story was, but it was
something along those lines. Yeah.
At this point in America, you have to have been living under a rock to not know that my co-host Aria DeMezzo has won the Republican primary for sheriff in Cheshire County, which is Keene, the beautiful city from which we do the show, is the county seat. And you are, let's describe you physically for the audience.
Yes, by all means, please do.
Right, you are a 6'3".
I'm not 6'3".
And how tall are you?
Maybe 6'1".
All right. I'll compromise with you. 6'1.5".
That's not true. I mean, most men tend to overestimate their own height, so you probably consider yourself to be like 6 or 6'1", but you're probably like, I don't know, 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, I at one point nearly touched 6 foot, so I'm probably down to 5'10.5" at this point, because 50-year-olds don't retain their height. But yeah, so you're you're tall, you're athletic, you were at one point a man, you are now claiming to be a woman, and you're in the early stages of that transition. Is that all fair? Oh, and you've got bright red hair, look like Ronald McDonald, bedhead.
Bedhead would be messy.
Okay. Well, yes, it's just straightened. I don't know. I can't come up with anything better than bedhead.
Okay. All and right. Ronald McDonald?
Well, Ronald McDonald has bright red hair. You chose to have bright red hair.
I suppose.
And
so it's been interesting,
right,
at the very least, what's been happening here in New Hampshire. But you've had some questions for me that you finally want to ask. We've talked about this extensively. Well, we've attempted to talk about it. You generally just don't listen when I want to talk about the Reformed Satanic Church or take it seriously or anything like that.
Oh, I don't take it seriously now. I don't. The first...
I appreciate the honesty, at the very least.
12 hours of all of this, I'm like, oh, God, now I'm going to have to quit the show. Because Aria has declared herself a Satanist rather publicly, and I just can't live with this. Then, I read your blog. And your blog is glorious.
Thank you. I've been trying to get you to read it for months.
I want to thank you. A small tear snaked down the side of my face as I read it. It is beautiful, the piece that you put out regarding your nomination, where you basically tell, God and everyone that it's 4,000 Republicans in Cheshire County's fault for just voting for whomever has an R behind their name.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Let me describe this voting experience for the people of Cheshire County, because... Ladies and gentlemen, you have to know what this is like. They didn't choose Aria over, who would have been, Earl Nelson, who has run many times for that seat, and probably quite qualified candidate. They chose Aria, they chose to vote for Aria when there was no one else on the ballot. And I find it to be irresponsible to vote for somebody whom you do not know, presumably do not know. Maybe there are 4,000 supporters out there, but that's not what your presumption is, and it's not what mine is, right?
My assumption would be there may be between, 100 and 1,000 that actually supported me and voted for me knowingly.
And then the other, you know, three quarters of them certainly weren't. So
we're assuming. We don't know that. But it's a fair assumption based on the reaction that we've seen online from these Cheshire County Republican groups.
I don't know about the Cheshire County Republican groups, but I've seen plenty of very pissed off Republicans in New Hampshire.
Good.
And around
Good.
The nation.
They should be pissed.
Yeah. And
they did this to themselves, but they should be pissed at the person standing in the mirror.
Right. That's what it should be, because presumably 3,000 Republicans voted for somebody they did not know, who was not running against anyone and was going to win anyway. Right. Like, is all you had to get was your own vote. If, you know, that's why I never vote for somebody who's on the ballot who's unopposed. If I don't know them. If I happen to know them, Tyler, if you were on the ballot and you were unopposed, I'd vote for you.
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm not gonna vote for them. And they did. 4,000 of them did. And I think it's great that if this is what it takes, if you must be unleashed upon the Republicans of the world in order to teach people voting responsibility, because that's, you know, the Republicans hold themselves up as the responsible party when it comes to voting.
Allegedly.
And apparently they are not. So that was the reason that I suddenly, like, everything changed for me in an instant. I read that article, and I'm done being upset about any of it. There's Aria's not going to get tongue-lashed, as it were, when I return.
Were you planning that?
Disturbing analogy in your case.
Were you planning to, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to make a kerfuffle about the whole thing, but instead,
I'm not really surprised. I'm surprised that you're, you know, not making a kerfuffle about it. Really?
Yeah, I'm not making a kerfuffle about it, but I do want to discuss the Satanic Church with you.
Okay. Excellent. Well, we can get into that with Ron here, who is calling from New York. Ron is a Quaker, as I understand. Is that correct, Ron?
That is correct.
As am I.
Yep. Which one of the things that first got me into this whole conversation right now is, yes, I learned about Aria over the internet, and my position was very much as yours. You know, if you show up and there's a candidate on the ballot and you have no idea who they are and you vote for them anyway, that's your fault. And if you end up putting a reformed Satanist libertarian in a law enforcement position, that's your fault. But then as I was looking to learn, you know, to learn more about her on the blog, and learned about the Reformed Satanist, the way that she was describing it, the relationship of the Reformed Satanist to the Orthodox Church of Satan, as it were, really kind of reminded me a little bit about the relationship that Quakers have to mainline Christianity.
Mark, do you have a comment about that?
I am trying to find the parallel. I'm grasping for the parallel. Can you give it to me? Help me out here, Ron.
Sure. So basically what Aria was describing in terms of, like, the Reformed Satanism, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this at any point, is basically there's this rebellion against the sort of, like, quote-unquote traditional Satanism of Anton LaVey, basically saying, you know, we don't need LaVey as a guru, as a master, as a you know, an anti-pope or whatever. We can, you know, we are our own gods and we can figure that out for ourselves. In the same way that, like, going back to their 17th century roots, the Quakers started as a rebellion against the Church of England and this idea that only the priests, only the ministers were the ones capable of, you know, of dispensing the divine knowledge. George Fox was very much into this idea that, you know, all of us have this potential for direct connection with God or divinity or spirit or whatever you want to call it. And that we don't, you know, we are all our own ministers, or we are all ministers to one another, as it were. And that just, you know, that was the parallel that struck me with what I saw, in that description of Reformed Satanism.
Yeah, I'll concede that particular description. That sounds right. By and large, I mean, you know, George Fox, not a man without his foibles, but I think that the description's accurate.
I don't know anything about the about Quakerism, really, except what I've learned from you, Mark. Ron, can you stay with us for a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We're going to continue this discussion about Satanism because, Mark, I presume you're curious-ish?
Against.
Okay, you're against. Fair enough.
Call it against.
Well, we'll find out why you're against it. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450, as in free. 450 free, as in free talk live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight is Aria, Tyler, and Mark. And we're talking about, just now in the break, we were talking about pacifism. Because we also are joined by Ron Hogan from New York, who is also a Quaker. Mark, you were saying during the break that pacifism isn't what people think it is.
Right. I don't think that, the first thing that people come to mind with pacifists is, so I punch you in the mouth, you won't do nothing. Right? And, of course, that's what you think, because you've been told all along that pacifism is, not reacting to violence. And perhaps that's the calling that some people have, maybe even some Quakers, maybe some Amish. I don't know. I mean, I could not speak for all of them, and this is a nice thing about not having a creed, which Quakers do not. I didn't have to sign the dotted line to whatever passes for pacifism for them. For me, what pacifism means is it's basically on a global level. It's not advocating for the use of military force in order to achieve the vast majority of goals out there. Look, I get it. There's some situations where military force makes some sense, and perhaps I can make some arguments throughout U.S. history for some wars that have been fought, but honestly, I can make a lot more arguments against a lot more wars that the U.S. has fought.
Ron, do you agree with that assessment of pacifism?
I think so. I mean, the way I've always framed it is, and I come as a convert to Quakers,
Mark, you're a convert as well, right?
Convinced is what we call it. Yep.
Yes, convinced. I was raised Roman Catholic and, given the general mainstream American belief that war is bad except when it isn't. As a Quaker, I strive towards that kind of pacifism, but I still wrestle with, the idea of, is it bad to punch Nazis? And I can't really bring myself to condemn people for that.
I think that it depends on the Nazi we're talking about. If you're talking about some Nazi that's, gassed people or, loaded up the train or something like that, well, I suppose that's fine. If it's just some dumb kid running around with some war memorabilia of his great-grandfather's, then, all right, well, he's no dumber than the other kids that are running around on the other side extolling commies that killed twice as many.
That's
my opinion.
Yeah, the idea that, punching should always be a last resort. And with that particular dumb kid, maybe you want to, at least try to sit them down and, talk some sense into them. As the Quakers say, try to at least see that which is of God in them.
Yeah, I think that's probably a more effective system.
My position on it is
generally
different. I don't care what they believe, and I don't think that should factor in whether or not it's okay to hit them. My question would be, are they aggressing against anyone, or are they actively making threats that they intend and can carry out to aggress against someone, regardless of what the motivation may be?
Right.
So is it okay to punch a Nazi? I don't care if they're a Nazi or not. Is it okay to punch someone who is committing an act of aggression or planning imminently to commit an act of aggression? To me, the answer is yes.
You've had a lot of threats against your life probably in the last 2 weeks.
I don't know about a lot, like three or four maybe.
A lot of people talking about threatening to beat you up. How's that?
Sure. They're welcome to try.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if they want to make the trip, most of them just want to get on the internet and talk like tough guys. Soy boys on the internet acting like tough guys. But, what do you do in a circumstance where somebody on the internet is saying mean things to you and threatening violence? I mean, what's the proper way to react to that?
Well, I don't know about the proper way. I know how I react to it. I take a screenshot of it, and I start making fun of them online until Facebook bans me for 30 days like they did today.
Right.
So that's how I choose to handle it.
I don't think there's a single ideology out there where it doesn't matter what the action is that you're allowed to hit them, right? Because if you're going to say you can punch Nazis for being Nazis, then, I'm going to turn around and say, well, yeah, then we should be able to punch commies for being commies, and we should be able to punch progressives for being progressives, and where does the line end? You know what I mean? So at a certain point, yeah, it really matters on the actions. Are they harming you? Are they intending to harm you? Are they harming someone near you? Is there a point where you have to intervene? If the intervention's not there, then don't hit anybody. It's a basic rule.
Seems like a fair one.
Ron, do you have any further thoughts on pacifism or Quakerism and Satanism?
Yeah. More about the relationship, such as it is, between Quakerism and Satanism. I touched upon it before, this idea that Quakers believe in that which is of God in everyone. And Satanists, obviously not the same thing to say we are our own gods, or, you know, going back pre-LaVey to Crowley, and every man and woman is a star. But there is at least that sort of, both of those concepts, the way the Quakers and the Satanists look at it, is grasping at some sort of sense of a connection to the divine. As I was thinking about this, getting ready for this call, and knowing that you're a libertarian as well as a Satanist, the quote from Galatians that jumped out at me is from Galatians chapter 5. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And I think that's a definition of liberty that can work for both Quakers and for Satanists to some degree.
I would accept that definition.
Yeah, I like it. So I guess for me, the part that I found most difficult about all of this is that, you're using this term Satanist. Uh-huh. And I think that there's probably a distinction between a Satanist and a troll, for instance, or okay. Someone practicing Satanism and someone practicing what I would call jackholery. And
well, I mean, you're aware of what the Church of Satan is, right, and what they do. They basically troll the American government, and they troll Christians. They do it very, very well.
A variety of people who call themselves Satanists out there, and they do a variety of things.
Talking about the organization, though, the Church of Satan, the organization.
I understand. You're talking about them.
Okay.
I am talking about a whole bunch of different Satanists, because what I'm talking about was when you use the term Satanist, the vast majority of Americans don't think of the trolls, the atheist trolls that are trolling American government.
They do now, Mark.
I don't think they do. And I tend to believe that whatever outreach you might be doing to the Satanists is falling on deaf ears. Whatever outreach you're doing to the Christians is falling on deaf ears. So therefore, what you're doing is very likely to be jackholery. And I have some questions to see whether or not that's the case. But I'll let you finish up with Ron.
Ron, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No. It sounds like you guys are about to jump into an interesting tangent, so I'll just listen to that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Ron. I also look forward to hearing this. You want to give us a preview?
Well, sure. I guess the first question I would have is I would bring people's attention to the Church of Satan, who put up Baphomet statues, attempted to put it up. I think it was Oklahoma City because of the Ten Commandments there. And it was basically revealed in the article there that perhaps the Church of Satan wasn't all about Satanism. So I got some questions to see whether or not you're all about Satanism or not.
All right. Well, you said my outreach is falling on deaf ears. I'm going to dispute that when we get back. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Protesters in Louisville are angry with today's decision not to charge any officers with shooting Breonna Taylor. The protests began peaceful but have since turned violent. These rioters confront a man and his wife trying to defend their business. President Trump sat down with attorney generals from across the country on Wednesday. One of the things discussed was mail-in voting.
What's going on with balloting will prove to be one of the great catastrophes in the history of our country, even beyond elections.
President Trump also saying Democrats are using the coronavirus to scam the system. President Trump now leading a news conference. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Hearings galore on Capitol Hill. Aside from a hearing on COVID going on in the Senate, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing, to which House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is praising the Fed Chairman for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Powell telling the committee there are signs that the economy is improving.
Many economic indicators show marked improvement. Household spending looks to have recovered about three-quarters of its earlier decline, likely owing in part to federal stimulus payments and expanded unemployment benefits.
A self-described anarchist in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, pled guilty to destroying a police car during the George Floyd protests. The man admitting to his criminal acts and expressing remorse, he was charged with a federal offense and indicted by a grand jury. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, Tyler, and Mark. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they now have a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. Even better, there are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform for Bitcoin Cash that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And Mark, you should be paying closer attention, I would say, to all of these interviews and things. If you would dare sit there and make the assumption that my message is falling on deaf ears. Because that doesn't at all appear to be the case.
All right. Well, make your case.
Well, there are people, like one of the first interviews I did with these people calling themselves the Vanguard, who have a Yank Gang banner in their background. They're hardcore socialists, and they loved me. I had them convinced in ways that they had never thought about, that they admitted to never thinking about before, that the state is a religion, and that it's just an aggressor against us, and that no good can ever come of it. These diehard socialists, We're allowing this case
that's
to be made.
That's the right
on
way
their
to
show.
Talk to socialists about the state.
Yes.
And in many cases, they, without some level of further education, they'll just return to their old.
Perhaps, but now that seed has been planted
sure.
in their heads, and it wasn't planted before.
I wouldn't take that away from you.
All socialists right. love to have this oxymoronic opinion where they hate the state, but at the same time they advocate for the increase in its size.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to give them a lot of credence anyway on what they have to say, but
that right. is... those cops are bad. We shouldn't have guns. Well, who do you think's going to take the guns away for you? You know, like, come on. It doesn't make, none of this makes any sense.
But, well, I have the opposite view. Like, I have new signs that are going up tonight or at some point in the near future that say disarm the police on them. RADMSO for sheriff, disarm the police. I think the people should have the guns and the police should be the ones who are disarmed.
Well, if we're going to disarm this nation, I think we first start with the police. How's that?
I would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no intention of the average citizen giving up their guns ever.
But the reason I say that is because I understand that they will never disarm the police. So therefore, I'm saying they should never disarm anyone.
Well, I'm okay with the police. There are countless jobs that people take that they can't just carry a weapon with them into work. So let's add police to that list.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
So,
but there's also the metal world, because I've been doing a lot of metal interviews because I'm a metal musician and I listen to a lot of metal music.
Like, right, your band is FUD.
Yeah, Metal Injection did a live cast with me last night. That's a message of liberty being spread to just people who listen to metal and who never otherwise would have heard it. Metal Hammer, one of the largest metal magazines in the UK, interviewed me today for an article they're going to run. That's going to be even more people hearing this message that otherwise would have never heard it. None of it's falling on deaf ears. It seems to be extremely effective, in fact.
Well, I got to say...
Oh, and today I was interviewed by the Next Level Church, and again, spreading the message of liberty and Satanism to Christians.
So let's talk about that Satanism
thing. And finding places where we agree instead of where we disagree, and building off of that.
Because I think words are important, and I think that perhaps within the Satanic Church, words have been largely used to mislead people as opposed to lead them. Because I think that the vast majority of people, when they think of Satanism, think of somebody doing, you know, incantations, perhaps a dead cat involved, maybe maybe child trafficking, you know, a few awful things going on, right? And generally aren't thinking... Well, I don't know. So let me ask you.
Well, there's been a great big satanic panic that went wild in the 90s. I mean, people were charged with murder for crimes they had nothing to do
80s.
With. Like the West Memphis 3. Well, yeah, it started in the 80s. But the satanic fear, none of that crap ever actually happened. And the FBI has studied that. You know, none of those cases actually turned into anything because there were no satanic rituals. There were no people being eaten or raped or murdered or whatever in the name of some satanic god. None of that is actually
But there
real.
Are people That's, out there that will tell you that they were children involved in ritual satanic abuse. I'm not saying they're sane.
They can call it it's ritualistic evil. Sure.
I don't know what they were. I don't know what happened.
But this is another reason that the Reformed Satanic Church exists. We separate ourselves from all of that ritualistic nonsense.
I don't know if you can.
Anton LaVey, he was very big in all that magic and nonsense. No, I'm an advocate of science and reason. Magic, I'm sorry to tell people, does not exist. You're not a witch. You're a mentally ill person who has candles. Okay? I'm sorry. Let's be honest here. You have a cat and candles and a mental illness.
I love it.
I like that. So let me ask you this. Do you believe in demons?
No.
Actual, beings out there that somehow affect our lives that are evil?
No.
Do you believe in angels?
No.
Do you believe in the devil?
No.
As he's described in the Bible?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No. It's mythology.
Do you believe in any superstition at all?
No.
So you aren't a Satanist,
yes.
To my definition. You are a troll.
No, you
practicing
don't get...
jackholery.
You, a non-Satanist, do not get to define what Satanism is.
Well, I mean, when it's Satan in the name...
You can tell me your
name,
perception is it, but I'm telling you I'm a Satanist and this is what we believe. You don't get to go, well, that's not Satanism, because that's Satanism. I'm the Satanist and I'm telling you what it is.
So, Arya, was there ever a point in the ideology of Satanism where this old-school Christian belief that Satanists are a bunch of, like, you know, sacrifice animals, do weird rituals, do evil things. Did that ever exist at one point in history? Was there ever, like, an evil enclave of people claiming to be Satanists? Or is, like, where did it start, really?
It probably would have started with the Aleister Crowley Okay. I'm not well-versed in Crowley. I know Anton LaVey much better than I do Crowley. So as far as how Satanism really began in the United States, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
There was in the late 1800s, early 1900s, about Crowley's time, there was this whole, Ouija boards and seances and a whole bunch of things that were, like that going on. People were dabbling, as it were. But...
So did that kind of thing happen back then? Probably. I mean, Crowley was he was a debauched person.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know that Crowley was doing anything that people would have found would have been what we call aggressive in the libertarian sense, meaning that he harms somebody without their permission.
I tend to think he probably did not.
Who knows? I don't have any answers for that. And that's the thing that all of this regarding Satanism just bugs me quite generally is that this doesn't fit the definition of what I or the vast majority of the public.
Should I stop calling myself trans because I don't flip out and start throwing things when someone calls me a he? Because that's what the vast majority of the public believes about trans people.
I think that they do believe that.
Does that mean I'm not really trans? Trans? I'm just engaging in jackholery?
Nope. I think that you are legitimately, transitioning from man to woman. I don't think that that is a one-day process. But if you want me to call you she, I will, because I think that
But you won't call me a Satanist.
I just don't like it. No. I mean, I think it's...
Satanism is a lot like, or at least the interpretation of it is a lot like the old-school interpretation of anarchist, where, you say anarchist and people assume that you're wearing a mask and you're throwing Molotov cocktails and you're just out there committing violence whenever you get the opportunity. And kind of like my question earlier, there was once upon a time where that's what anarchists were. At least that's what the narrative was, and that's what was spun anytime somebody committed violence. It's these dirty anarchists out in the streets trying to destroy the society. So
it's being done right now. Trump is calling the Antifa running amok in the streets anarchists.
Am I an anarchist?
Well, I don't like the term, so I would say no, and I have a couple of arguments against it. Now, I'm not going to spend all of my time arguing with libertarians calling themselves anarchists any more than I would spend my time arguing with socialists calling themselves anarchists. And I'll tell you what, the one place you will not find me on the internet is some forum where socialists calling themselves anarchists argue with libertarians calling themselves anarchists over who's more anarchist, because I find that to be the dumbest conversation on the whole GD internet.
I mean, I would absolutely agree that that's fruitless and it's useless. I think that if somebody says they're an anarchist or somebody says they're a Quaker, we should respect that and take their word for it that, hey, they're the ones who get to define themselves and we don't get to pick and choose which words are acceptable in our worldview that they can actually, apply to themselves. What do you think? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Mark? Let us know. Or do you agree with Tyler? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio is Aria.
Tyler.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about Satanism largely here because Mark is not a fan of the Reformed Satanic Church.
I'm not a fan of the terminology. It doesn't have any... Your Reformed Satanic Church seems... Oh, I'll go this far. You're the best of Satanists.
Thank you.
Is that a qualified compliment if you've ever heard one?
I don't think it is. I mean, there have been a lot of really awesome Satanists who have done... A lot of really awesome things for the First Amendment in the United States.
Well, I'll give you that.
It sounds like the fact that you're uncomfortable by the term Satanism is exactly what the Satanists are going for.
Yeah, it is
exactly what we're going for. I mean, if I had called myself transgender, voluntarist, atheist, it would have made as many headlines.
It certainly would not have. I'll concede that. I will say this as far as Satanists, but I repeat myself, being happy about making me uncomfortable. I'm the last person you want to make uncomfortable because I am the most open-minded when it comes, among Christians, I'm in the top 1% of open-mindedness. So, why would you want to make me uncomfortable? What would be the point?
Well, we're not trying to make you personally uncomfortable. You're ultimately just collateral damage. We're trying to make those closed-minded ones uncomfortable.
But what would be the point of that?
Because it's funny. Because everything makes my existence makes them uncomfortable, Mark. Let's add fuel to the fire.
There you go. It's trolling.
It's trolling with a purpose, right? Like, I just trolled the GOP, but it wasn't just to troll them. It was to actually achieve a different end goal, and the trolling is just a means to that end.
Maybe it'll make them better.
Maybe. Maybe I'll get people to vote and pay attention to who they're voting for. But let's go to the phones. We've got Dan calling from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Thanks so much for the call. So, Mark, we have this story here of a 13-year-old boy who was shot and killed by police.
Yeah, it's another sad story that's out there. It's this one's coming from the Daily Mail. Harrowing body cam footage shows cops chasing and shooting an autistic boy, 13. I don't know, are we calling people the 13 boys today? Multiple times after, mind you, I'm a person who was put into an adult prison in the state of Florida with people that were 13 years old.
Oh.
So, you know, I do have a problem with our society's use of the term boy and adult and these sorts of things, because it benefits whomever wants to use it, uses it to benefit themselves.
Well, sure. It seems like, some court is going to just arbitrarily determine when they should try someone as an adult, and there's no metric for that. So, and I think that's kind of messed up. It's like, if you're going to say that 18 is the age of adulthood, then any crime committed under the age of 18 shouldn't be tried as an adult. Right, and I'm sure there's somebody that can give me an argument against that makes sense, but I haven't heard it.
I read an argument once that the voting age in any given state should be the youngest age of any person who was tried as an adult in that state, and I think that's a brilliant argument.
That is a good argument.
If you have the youngest person tried as an adult was 13 years old, then 13 should be your, I don't want to say age of consent, but your age of adulthood.
Yeah, I think it should also be the age of consent in that circumstance. If you can commit an adult crime.
I don't want to say that, though.
I'm right. Just saying.
I know.
Like, that's what it all comes down to, is you're saying somebody's an adult, and what they'll say is things to the effect of, they committed an adult crime. That's the argument that I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they didn't, because they were a child. They committed a literal child crime.
Well, right? That's just what you're saying. They'll say, right? It just goes back and forth. But I would say this. If that's true, then is it possible for me, a 49-year-old man, to commit a juvenile crime? And if it's not, I mean, like, if I went and spray painted Medj on the underside of an overpass and got caught, would I be charged as a juvenile? Because this is clearly a juvenile crime.
Right.
I mean, this is the sort of crime you would ascribe to a 13-year-old.
Sure.
But you would charge the 13-year-old with an adult crime if they did something that you would call an adult crime, and to me, it's just ludicrous. Mm-hmm. A person is either responsible or they're not responsible, and you need a system. I don't care how you punish them, but calling them an adult is ridiculous. I mean, that's the first level and highest level of ridiculousness.
I don't think we need a system. I think that's one of the reasons we have the problems we have now. People should be assessed on an individualist basis about whether or not they had the mental capacity to make adult decisions or not.
They should be responsible for for whatever they did, no matter what they did, right? I mean, like, a person...
Well, I don't know if I want to hold a 5-year-old responsible for getting into his dad's gun closet and shooting his neighbor in the head.
There's some level of responsibility for that.
Most of the responsibility for that, I think, would fall on the father, though, and not the child who actually did it.
All right. No problem. I'm just saying that the responsibility should be laid where the responsibility is. And I get that a 5-year-old doesn't have much. But, I mean, the 5-year-old certainly needs to understand the severity of what happened.
Sure.
Maybe the 5-year-old should have to carry around a picture of his friend for the next...
Oh, yes, because we can add trauma on top of trauma. That always helps.
Sometimes trauma works.
I don't know if I want to say that much.
Okay.
Okay, so we got this 13-year-old autistic kid.
Yep, multiple times.
Police shot this 13-year-old autistic kid multiple times.
Yep, after they responded to a call to de-escalate his mental breakdown.
So, hold on. They responded armed to the mental breakdown of a 13-year-old autistic kid, and during this encounter, they proceeded to shoot him multiple times.
Yeah, well, we're not done.
Well, this is why I'm running for sheriff, people.
More. Yep, there's a little more.
I can't imagine how much worse it could get.
Yeah, police... Well, here it is in the first sentence for you. Police have released a harrowing footage of the moment a 13-year-old boy was chased by cops, then shot multiple times.
So they shot him in the back.
I don't know if I'm... I'm not prepared to say that yet. Again, I got this article just before we went on air. I have not finished it up. So, but they had to chase him to shoot him.
You kind of wonder what goes through the mind of a person's head when they start chasing a... These are grown adults here.
Yep.
Chasing after a 13-year-old kid. Mentally ill 13-year-old. And they're... To de-escalate the situation, and what they end up doing is pulling out their guns, aiming them at this 13-year-old kid... who is having a mental breakdown, and murdering him.
Yep. Body cam video footage shows officers pursuing Lyndon Cameron down an alley and yelling at him to get on the ground after his mother, Golda Barton, called cops to help de-escalate the teenager's mental breakdown. Lyndon from Salt Lake in Utah collapsed after a series of shots were fired, moaning, "I don't feel good. I don't feel good." He survived but suffered broken bones and pierced organs, the family's attorney has said.
So he is alive.
Yes.
That's
he will
good.
Likely
yeah,
be
good.
Injured for life. Well, I mean, you know, that's how that goes. And, like...
So when this mother called the police to de-escalate the situation, first of all, bad move. Never, ever, ever call the police for anything. You cell 411, call a friend.
Well, yeah.
They won't show up and shoot you. This cop did. They showed up to de-escalate the situation, and they shot her son.
That was my first thought. It's like, what? And under what circumstances are you thinking that calling the cops is a good idea for helping in a mental health situation such as this? It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, maybe if the kid was wielding a knife or something, I don't know. But I mean, we can go on and find out. But like, regardless, police are not the people you want to call in that scenario.
Police also released a 911 call that mother Golda Barton placed before the shooting when she warned that he had previously been in a chase and shootout with the police. Asked whether he was had access to a firearm currently, she answered, "I don't believe he does. But I just found out that he showed one of my coworkers a prop gun or a BB gun or a pellet gun. It wasn't a big weapon." So apparently he was in possession of a BB gun, which isn't going to go well in these circumstances at all. If we remember Tamir Rice, the young man that was shot in, I think, Cleveland over a BB, was an airsoft gun. So it wasn't even a BB gun.
And that was more than likely one that the cops planted on him after the fact. I mean, there have been news stories of cops, you know, getting proven to be carrying around airsoft weapons in order to plant them on people. So that was more than likely what that was, I would say.
She also can be heard warning the dispatcher that her son does not like cops because they shot and killed her father within the last year. So, I mean,
Jesus Christ!
Wow.
The family
appears to be a real prize.
At some point, she has to take responsibility for this. So the cops have already killed her father.
Yeah.
And her first, that's her line of defense when her son is having a mental health issue and she needs help, is to call the people who murdered her father.
Well, I don't know that she wanted the
police.
I'm
not saying the cops aren't at fault here, but she should have known better than to call the police.
She called 911. And to you, that's calling the police. To her, it may be calling for emergency services. She says here, he sees the badge and he automatically thinks you're going out to kill him and he has to defend himself in some way. He freaks out.
Well, imagine why he might freaking think that.
She adds, "We need a mental health worker. It's super important."
Yeah, someone who doesn't show up to de-escalate a situation armed and ready to escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this 13-year-old autistic kid who already didn't trust police because he killed his father and thought that, you know, anytime he saw them, they were going to kill him, and who then got shot in the back multiple times by police, and now he's in the hospital, going to be scarred for life, and will have difficulties for the rest of his life. What a world we live in.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.